far away. And as it's tomorrow, we need to talk some tactics. First of all, on behalf of the National President, we couldn't be here today because he is currently trying to get a meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister. Thank you very, very much for coming out. We know that it's taken some effort. It's a very, very cold day, much colder than in London. And you've probably got a lot of work, and we've asked you to come out on a number of occasions around the issue of fees. And it's so great to see us joined with UCU, who actually support the students' call, have voted against the cuts, and I think it's right that students and staff are standing side by side on this issue, because we, as students, often forget that whilst our education system's being dismantled, lots of the people have put their lives and careers into higher and further education, jobs and their career opportunities are also being pushed down the drain by the government. Today, I was sitting on a train for 2 hours coming up here and watching my BlackBerry tweets and seeing a government in complete disarray. They don't quite know what they're doing, they don't quite know where they're going, and I'm not sure tomorrow they'll even know which way they should be voting. And that's just Vince Cable. I don't even know where, even if he's sitting in Biz, where he even knows where that building is. Today starts is one of the biggest battles that our generation face. 80% cuts to higher education. For the country where Shakespeare was born, the Globe Theatre, I find it ironic that we are happily going to get rid of all state funding for arts and humanities, as if they have no importance to society. And I think we need to send a really strong message about the principle of education for education's sake. It should be the right of every citizen in this country to grasp education, whether that is cake baking through to a degree in economics. It's absolutely their right as a citizen to access that education. And to put a...